So this is the City of New Brunswick Technical Advisory Committee Minor Site Plan Committee meeting of August 21st, 2019. Do we need to...
I'll do roll.
Do the roll?
Yeah, sure. Board Planner Hank Bignell?
Here.
Okay. Board Engineer Charles Carley? Nope. Yeah. Planning Board Rep Chris Delatella? Out. Construction Official Ed Grabelny?
Here.
Interim City Engineer Kathleen Marcelli?
Here.
Acting Director of Planning Dan Dominguez here. And Director of Engineering or Designee Tom Valenti, Shell Page?
Here.
Okay, so we have a quorum.
You need to read your language there.
Yeah. Please be advised that the notice requirements of the Open Public Meetings Act have been complied with and satisfied, and that the annual notice, which gave sufficient notice of the time, place, and conduct of all public meetings of the Minor Site Plan Committee of the City of New Brunswick, has been transmitted to the official newspaper of the City of New Brunswick, named the Home News Tribune and Star Ledger. We don't really have a flag, so I guess we're not going to...
We can skip all that. Yeah.
Okay.
So the first item on the, the only item on the Minor Site Plan Committee agenda is Bristol-Myers Squibb. What we typically do is start with our planner's report. So Mr. Bignell will go through that, then we'll go through engineering and other comments. If you have any things you want to discuss, feel free to, you know, reply to any questions you might have.
Thanks.
Okay, we have an August 16th technical review report. Let's see, this is a 6.8-acre piece of property. It's irregularly shaped. It's located in both North Brunswick and the City of New Brunswick. The majority of the property is in North Brunswick, but there's a triangular piece that's located on the northernmost tip, and it's on the plan marked Building 25. That's all in New Brunswick. The tank is that they're proposing is behind that building. The proposal is to remove the asphalt behind Building 25, replace it with new concrete and liquid nitrogen tank and associated piping, with several galliards proposed around the tank for safety. The master plan designates it for light industrial use, so the improvements in the parking are consistent with that. It's an LI zone, so it's permitted. The only thing I couldn't glean from the plan was the height. What's the proposed height of the tank?
So it's 15 feet 9 inches, and there's an adjacent vaporizer piping that's 15 feet.
So 15 feet 9, that's fine. That's no concern. Okay. So 15 feet 9 inches. Basically, we just wanted to know what the I'd ask for the plan, and you can do it as later on, just like a location plan for the whole site, just to like all the buildings kind of mark on that plan where exactly where you're at.
Sure, for the zoomed out for the entire campus.
Yeah, I can pick it up off of Google and stuff like that and see it all. But it would be nice for the plan, so in case somebody in the future wants to see that.
Sorry to interrupt. Who should I send that to? Just
We ought to talk to the height of the tank. What's the function of the new nitrogen tank?
So there's an existing nitrogen tank that currently services this building and other buildings. Those building operations have since ceased, so the existing tank is far too big. Cryogenic liquid constantly flashes off, so we want to get a smaller tank that's more centrally located to the new distribution and use points in Building 25.
Okay.
So essentially just removing an existing tank,
yeah,
replacing it with this new smaller tank.
What's the, like the fire, any kind of fire issues or fire hazards or anything like that?
No, it's an inert product.
Okay. How is the tank filled? Like,
so there is currently truck deliveries on the campus for the other tanks. This tank would also be part of that same filling operation. There's about a dozen, plus or minus a few tanks across campus. So
the tank will pull into that parking lot back there and access?
Correct, yeah. There will be a fill valve right there, and then they have hose attachments from the back of their truck, which they would fill off the truck into that tank.
I would like you to put those notes on the plan itself.
Okay.
Plans, you know, you would like a, you don't have a complete site plan, but that would be good to have that on the plan. So we know.
Sure, understood.
All right. And that's all I have. I don't have any objection.
The Charlie Carley report?
Yeah, we have Mr. Carley's report.
Are you going to go through it?
No, really, what I'll ask you to do is just if there's anything in here that he asked for in terms of clarifications or
sure.
plan notes or anything to just comply with.
Yeah, we don't comment on engineering stuff.
Yeah, so just,
sure.
I think he might have asked you for some, when I looked through before, just some clarification details and notes just to clarify some things, but there wasn't any substantive things where he asked you to change anything.
Okay.
So.
I don't know if it would be helpful, but one clarification I picked up on was
on the lighting that there would be no need for change of lights. I don't know if that's...
Yeah, so there are existing floodlights that are on the south side of the building, which is where this tank will be installed. The filling operation, because the drivers are union, is between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. So any active work around the tank would be during daylight hours. And the building operation doesn't require anyone to actually be going to the tank for anything. The use points are all inside the building.
It's not a publicly available parking area. It's really
correct. Yeah,
it's more of a
surface access.
Yeah.
Institutional or
correct.
You know, employee only.
Yeah, absolutely. The entire tank and pad would be inside the Bristol Myers fence line, and the tank location is also far away from any golf cart parking or vehicle parking that's within the campus.
I think if you add something, a plan note to that effect,
yes,
and explain that it's not a sort of publicly available parking area. It's maybe it's switched lighting or maybe it's whatever it is, but it's really a back of the house sort of lighting.
No problem.
Situation.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. City engineering comments?
You answered my question. My other question was security.
Okay.
It's within a fence.
Yes.
So.
Correct. Okay.
Construction?
I had no issues. I spoke with Craig on this a while back, and I understand the product and what they do is no different than any hospital has. And cryogenic liquid inert, so it's really not a major fire hazard other than if the tank has a major breach.
Okay.
And they're putting impact protection around it, and I don't see that as an issue.
Okay. Shell, anything?
Okay.
Arvid?
Just the removal of the old tanks?
Yes.
That's not going to result in a... It's shown in the plans, correct?
It's a different location that's actually located in North Brunswick, so I do not believe the package has
the
guys that included that, yeah.
North Brunswick's broken. So just in terms of whatever decommissioning would have occurred, you're going to put North Brunswick on notice that you're going to be decommissioning?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a quality group that is handling the decommissioning of that tank. Matt in contact with them for...
Well, I think another plan note to that effect to say, you know, this replaces a tank to be done under North Brunswick building permit.
Okay.
So that it's covered up for that. Okay. Arvin, do we need to do anything else?
Public comment?
That's it. Just need a vote, right?
Comment, if public comment.
Public comments, obviously. Sure.
Is it open?
Then I'll make a motion that we approve the minor site plan for the tank and associated piping and other things or amenities that need to be installed with the conditions that we agreed to at this meeting.
Oh, we should also just specify that there's no variances
involved
with this application.
Right.
Doesn't need a fourth approval.
Right, I'll second it. Hank Bicknell?
Yes.
Ed Grabelny?
Yes.
Kathleen Marcelli?
Yes.
And Dominguez, Michelle Page.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you memorialize at a future meeting, or do you do a?
No. It's just it's the form of a letter.
Oh, okay.
We'll have it sent out.
Wonderful.
We need a revised plan though to show the details.
It's going to require you to. So when you submit those, it's 5 copies.
Okay.
Plus digital copies of everything you submit. You can put it on a CD or a thumb drive.
Okay. So would you get those to you prior to the letter or after as a response?
As soon as you can, because we'll give you the final sign
perfect.
Off based on
that. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay.
Great.
Nice meeting everyone. Face to face.
Appreciate
it.
Good luck, you guys.
Thank you very much.